I, which is not blind, look around you. We are talking about the point of views. Find someone with the real, clear, honest point of view. Follow it. Then, let's talk about the camel. Why? Because suddenly I compared you to point of view to the camel and camel driver. Which side are you? Which side are you taking?
Camel driver.
See? What can we do to make you understand that these are not separable, these are not real two identities, and these are not good or bad. They have to work together. I remember some silly fellow like this. There were these silly people. They needed water, the well was dry, they went to the prophet, which was qualified prophet. The name of that Saleh is meaningful. The prophet name was Saleh. Saleh means qualified. And by qualification, I don't mean intellectual qualification, because this is peacemaker at the same time. Saleh is peace, Saleh is peacemaker, but Saleh means qualified, the one you trust. This guy went to the well and said, okay, I'll give them the water. Share it with them, let them share it with your camel. One day the water will be for them, one day somebody like you jumped in. That silly camel. Let's get rid of the camel. Because then I have all the water for me. The water of knowledge. If you do that, you are doomed. You know how doomed? That doomed that when Saleh comes back, the prophet comes back, and cries for them, the God will advise him not to do so because they are not worth it. Remember the end of the story. God talked to him and said, if you want to be yes, I mean, wait a moment. Look at them. They have the choice, but they don't even, they are so screwed. They want to deprive the camel from the water. Water is for both of them. Everything is for both of them. Means becoming silly is not enough to be enlightened. Of course the enlightened fellow, they look silly. They act silly. But they are not stupid. They learn. The only difference is they do not obey the cheater. They will lead the camel. They don't let the camel go where they want to go. And this is something that I have to talk about it. Look at the paragraph. Just look at it. A long, long one. Why? Because you need to understand this. Inclusive means finding a balance between the intelligence and spirit, the prophet, the writer. Then, after that long paragraph, what is there to say again? Ah, something. You are the guy who took the side of the camel, huh? Don't ever do that. But now, I explain that, no, do not divide the camel and the rider. Water is both of them, right? What is your conclusion? Now suddenly you say, okay, so they are the same thing? I handle them the same. Say, no, that's another thing. Because for you, two things, they are either unified or separated. It's not that simple. It's a tricky business. It's like two oceans. Two oceans that the wave of these oceans will touch each other. But there is the highest mountain dividing these seas to two. Yes, you cannot understand it. I told you. I bring an example that intelligence cannot grasp it. It's this. Behold the people of the fire and those of paradise dwelling in the same shop. He had mixed the people of the fire and the people of light. Between them he had reared mountain of Gulf. Means infinite height, something like that. Did you get it? This is what it is. Means I'm 2% and I'm 1%. Both at the same time. If there is a judgment, who stands before the judge?
Oh.
Me. Me? Me, the camel and the driver will be judged as one. Can I say, excuse me, you son of a gun, you didn't let me do that? It doesn't work that way. What? When I'm sitting here, I'm two. My personal stuff is out. I'm a teacher and I'm using all my intelligence accordingly. Right? Am I 2%? No. But could we talk about me as 2%? Yes. Because I have two sides. One is the animal side of me, the other one is the spiritual side of me. And they couldn't be mixed, could they? How could I mix them? One is real, physical stuff. The other one is, if I don't use the opposite word of real because I cannot, but is non-physical stuff, is spiritual. So I'm both. Both are one, but they don't mix. We talk about one part of it mainly here, but do not forget, we are not putting the other stuff down. We are trying to control it because of the attitude of intelligence. Do you remember the attitude of intelligence? Dominance. That's what it is. Intelligence is dominant. That's why in this culture, when a woman is awful, they will call her Salite, means dominator. Iranian, they don't know the meaning of dominator. They know this is a harsh word to use. But the real meaning is dominator, because intelligence has this tendency to say, whatever I don't understand, it's wrong. Whatever I don't understand doesn't exist. Do you understand your soul? Of course not. But it's there. We are talking about one understandable part. And another, what? Another understandable part. Different understanding. We cannot say the other one is not understandable. But it's different stuff. You understand, when you walk, you understand the steps. By experience, and you look at it, you see it. This is one understanding, right? Then, when you see something bad happening, they report something, your heart aches. How do you understand the second one? You understand it, don't you? But it's not by the physical understanding. It's complicated, it's vague, but it's there. Pay attention to these two different things. And he talked about these two different things. He talked about For you, you have two kind of vision. One is the short term, the other one is long term. Normally, you choose the short term because intelligence is short term stuff. You know, when you're cheating, you think about the cheat, right? You know you're cheating, you're lying. But there is other stuff you don't know. When you're cheating, you don't know that you're making yourself a cheater. Because we don't see ourselves as we are. We see ourselves as this is. The better way to look at this is, I'm making tomorrow of this. Because tomorrow I'm a different person. No matter what happens, I'm a different one. If everything is quiet and peaceful, I'm becoming older and blah, 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 right? But the main part of me tomorrow is made by me today. Today I cheat, tomorrow I'm a cheater. So by cheating, I'm not only cheating someone, I'm building the cheating attitude in me, because that is me. Look at you. Could you think about your life without going back about a couple of years ago, the experience? That's a part of you. That's how we make ourselves. We participate in the creation of ourselves. Because in a way, we make ourselves what we are. That's why I could be judged. Because I made this. Of course, the weather plays a role, the earth gravity plays a role, but I should stand up and feel comfortable. We talked about this, he said, and in addition to that, you have two visions. One is the short term, the other one is long term, and there is a difference. This is 2582. Then in 2589, these changes are always there. There is, you have a short period of time, which is your time to do something. For everything, there is a time. If you do not misuse it, if you understand it, I hope you're listening. Because this is the knowledge of life. Rumi said this. 2595:6. You have heard this? May the whole of you, hair by hair, be an ear. Why? Because this is the water of life. This is that magical juice. So remember this paragraph. Rumi talked about something amazingly, has nothing to do with this story. He doesn't even mention the caliph or man or woman. He's talking about something else. These two oceans of knowledge, being together and being separated. Look at that. And reflect on it, because this is something you should hear, that don't talk about 2,000 years ago. Talk about the couple of years that you're here, and you have choices, and you're making yourself. And don't look at the next step. Look forward, because that's what happens. Now, the first step is me being the winner of this little game, little challenge. Long term is, what will happen to me then if I do all these cheatings? Because if you don't do that, the cheating is, where is cheating? In you. The intelligence is based on cheating. So you have to understand that cheating and the truth, they're so close that some